Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
And every afternoon after five, we tackle some of the bigger issues floating around. And this one is actually brought to our attention last week by Hannes. Thank you very much for the WhatsApp message you sent us in saying, this is an interesting thing that's happened. Please dig into it for me and explain it a bit better. So today we're talking about this town in the Free States that had solar power running the town. And then there was a court case with Eskom because Eskom wanted them to stop. Christel, wat gebeur?
So, yes and no, that's what happened. So, kom ons begin met, want die dorpie is Frankfurt. Ek weet nie of jy al in Frankfurt was nie.
Ja, dis bitter klein.
Daar is omtrent net sonskyn. Die niks groei so jip hoog, daar is net sonskyn. Maar dit is die dorpie wat in hierdie omstredenheid gehul is. En hoekom ek sê ja en nee, is kom wat hierdie oorwinning behaal het of nie oorwinning al behaal het nie. This case was actually thrown out or it was dismissed on a technicality.
Okay, so we haven't actually argued the argument yet.
That's the thing. So we haven't actually heard the merits of the argument being put forward, but it could set a precedent. So if we perhaps start at the end. So I've got some audio here from Stephanie Janssen from the Responsibility Communications Officer for Eskom in the Free State, and they are very adamant that they are not doing what people are thinking that they're doing, which is they're not saying that you can't go renewable energy and you can't break off from the grid. So let's quickly hear from her.
We are not placing a restriction on rural Free State's use of the self-generated electricity. In fact, we welcome the use of electricity from independent power producers that can assist in alleviating load shedding.
But this is where it gets a bit tricky. So what Eskom is essentially saying is that this town, even when they use solar, still use a portion of Eskom's electricity.
Okay.
And the example that they put forward, they issued a whole long statement on this, but the example they give is if I have a private household with solar panels on the roof that generates electricity, but I, for example, have no battery capacity to store that power, and I end up still relying on the grid from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It means that they can't give me exemption from load shedding because I still use Eskom power, and it sets a precedent then in terms of fairness.
Maar wat hierdie solar plan eintlik gedoen het basically was to alleviate the load shedding for the people in this area when load shedding was happening. So, and a lot of that was coming from solar farms which they were using, which was encouraging like kind of business and job creation in that area. And now the issue is with this ruling is that there is readily available electricity capacity, which is simply going to waste. And that's an issue.
Yeah. And this is why people are concerned in terms of what is the precedent being set. The reason the case was dismissed is that the reason, so they say here, that the reason for the dismissal was the absence of a mandate from the Mafube local municipality to institute legal proceedings. The issue was not the non-adherence of the Rural Free State and Load Shedding Code of Practice. So Eskom is saying that if you are, that they've granted them some permission, essentially, to self-load shed, but they're essentially saying we can't take them off the load shedding schedule completely. Your faces, I wish I could convey this on air.
So Eskom saying, listen, we can't exempt you from load shedding even though you generate your own power because the times you use our power, you will still get load shed. I mean, that seems to make sense to me.
So, yeah. So what, and then it does make sense that if you are in a, if you are in a position to take over the power provision for the entire town based on solar, then yes, there has to be some technical specifications linked to that.
Yeah.
But Eskom is essentially saying, because you still use us sometimes, and Stephanie here actually goes as far as saying there is no point whether or not using Eskom power at all.
But the thing is, like you just said now about the capacity and the technicalities involved and whatever, like surely this ruling is now preventing them from doing what they were doing very happily and kind of taking care of that area and making sure that they had power when they needed power. Mm. And now the ruling out on a technicality, not on the merits of the case, has now said that they can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Mm. The reason Hannes brought this to our attention in the first place last week was we want as many places generating their own power as possible.
Mm.
I don't care where or what or who or how.
Mm.
You know, if you want to run a farm full of hamster wheels, I'm down for it.
Yeah.
Anything that can make us less reliant on the power stations that keep breaking down. I mean, we're sitting again with another outage that's coming today. They're pushing the load shedding up overnight back up to stage 6. Like, we need as much of a break as we possibly can. Yeah. And we don't need anyone to stand in the way of places trying to help.
Yeah. So my hope is that want hierdie entiteit wat betrokke is, en dit is eintlik 'n fascinerende geval studie in terme van hoe hulle werk en hoe hulle krag aankoop van verskillende plekke af teen tariewe wat hulle kompeterend beding. My hoop is dat hulle nou kan teruggaan, hulle regsprosesse regmaak, om dan daai beginselbeslissing te kry, want ons kort soveel alternatiewe as moontlik.
Want kyk, as dit in Frankfurt werk, then why can't it work in Bethlehem? Why can't it work in Clarence? Why can't it work in the next town over? Why can't it work in the next town over? And the more municipalities and the more little companies that come along and put up some solar out there and then try and alleviate the pressure in the town, you know, the better. So ons sal sien. We'll keep an eye on this for you, Johannes. It's, you know, it's up in the air at the moment. They're still busy fighting in court, but it seems like it's not Eskom going, we don't want you to generate power. There's some other issue they're sorting out at the moment. So that's good to know.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.